Be'ez Hashem, again, a new parak, parak at Gimel, in Shara Zechira from Shmir Salashin. Yivarash Shava, Ovoin Zeh, who chayt yamachdi is chaveri. We'll be discussing that with this Aveira of speaking Lashon Hara, person has to realize he's not just doing an Aveira, which is between him and Hashem, or affecting someone else. He's called called a chayti, a sinner, umachti es chaveri, and he causes his friend to sin as well. Because when a person speaks Lashon Hara, he's not talking to the wall, he's talking to someone else. And he's causing his friend to do an Aveira as well. And that is a very horrific Aveira. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Kametzorich Odom is Bainin Shia Nizza Tomid Me'ovin Hamar Hazeh. How much a person has to be contemplating and be careful that he doesn't transgress this Aveira of speaking Lashon Hara. Ki Yaduwa Hu She'ovin Zeh Nase Al Kolponim B'Shnayim. Because we all know this Aveira is done with a speaker and a listener. Vim Kein Hu Chayte Es Chaveri Hu Machti Es Baze Es Chaveri. He himself is doing Aveira speaking Lashon Hara, and he's causing his friend as well. Shal Yodui Bo Chaveri Gam Kein Li Yisir Shal Shmias Lashon Hara Kabul Asai. He is causing his friend to come and violate the Isser of listening and accepting Lashon Hara. He says also he's causing his friend to transgress the other Yisurim that are elaborated in the beginning of the Sefer Chavetz Chaim. If Reuven didn't speak this Lashon Hara to Shimon, Shimon wouldn't come to this Isser. He doesn't hear anybody say anything. So there's no Isser. Look, where Amr Chazal, the Medrash tells us, one who causes someone else to do averus is worse than killing him. Because if someone, Rachman Litzlan, kills someone, he kills him, he murders him from this world. But one who causes someone else to do averus, he takes him out from Olam Hazeh, from this world, and from Olam Haba. A person can cause someone else to lose his Olam Haba. We are brought into this world as a gateway, as a hallway to get to Olam Haba. And someone who causes someone else to do Averus, that he loses his Olam Haba, Hashem says, Reuven, you're responsible for Shimon to lose his Olam Haba. You're going to pay the price for that. The Chofetz Chaim now spends a few words about the importance of looking out for another fellow Jew. Rei Achi. Chofetz Chaim is saying, I'm talking to you, my dear brother. This is a very important point. We're not here to be selfish. We're here to be considerate. We're here to be thinking of the other person. Come and see how the Torah Kedoshah says we should be concerned about our fellow Yid, the other person, and be concerned with the difficulties that he might be going through. There's the halacha. The halacha is you find somebody's lost item, you have to return it. You're obligated not to ignore it, and we try to find the owner. And even if this item is only worth a pruta, small amount of money, very, very small amount of money, but it's still worth a pruta. A person is obligated not to ignore it, to try to find the owner. It's worth a pruta, and a person can only benefit from it a little. The Torah says, return it, find the owner, return to him. You know what that means? You know, there's a $5 watch. It's a $5 watch. I know, because you were just at the store and you saw it's called $5 watch. And you find it on the table. You have to return to it. You have to try to find the owner. You put up a sign. Did anybody lose a watch? A little watch. And even if his friend doesn't even realize he lost his watch, doesn't realize he lost an item, nonetheless, you still have an obligation to return it. And if the Torah just says you have to return the item in regards to mominess, monetary matters, which only applies to this fleeting world, which is here today, and not from its longer, this is the point of the Chafetz Chaim. This is the point. We have to be concerned, and that's why you hear from me on a regular basis. You see people, ask them to join us in learning. You know, sometimes people say, you know, I don't want to bother him. I'm his good friend. I said, really? You're his good friend? If you're his good friend, you'd be concerned for his Olam Haba. You'd be concerned for his future. Imagine you know somebody is about to go and deposit money. It's not such a good marshal. In a bank that's going to collapse. Excuse the marshal. You know the bank's going to collapse. However you know, you know. And he's going to lose his money. You're not going to tell him? Of course you'll tell him. So he says, how much more so? Kama v'kama kifle kiflaim tzorich leitiva b'inyon nafsho ha'kayemes lo yonetzach v'kal v'chomim ben b'noi shel kal v'chomim kama tzorich lizor ha'koponim milahashchis nafsho yishu lo yehezek oylami. How much more so, kal v'chomer, that we have to be careful not to cause spiritual, everlasting harm to another person's neshama because we encourage him to listen to the Lashon Hara, that we talk to him during davening, whatever the surah might be. This is what the Chafetz Chaim is teaching us, how we have to be careful for the other person's neshama.